And it's a beautiful day to be alive in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and be a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, even if we ain't got no goddamn quarterback. Welcome in to Cabali and Mac alongside veteran Steelers reporter Mark Cabali. I'm Chris Mack, just a jackass with a computer who lives down the street from Cabali, and we're here to talk about all of it. The Steelers, Rodgers, Russ, big play, slay, and so much more today. Thanks to our presenting sponsors. The Dan Heck Team, go to heckteamhomes.com, H-A-E-C-K, heckteamhomes.com. If you're looking to buy or sell a home here in Western PA in the Pittsburgh region, they will take care of you. Also, friends of the Whitehall Fire Company, those of you in the South Hills, drive by it all the time. If you drive down 51 through Brentwood, Whitehall, and Pleasant Hills area, they're raffling off the Whitehall Fire Company, a 2025 Ford F-150 STX to raise money for their fire hall. Tickets are $45 a piece. WhitehallFire301.com to buy one, or the wonderful benefactor that he is, our man Dan Heck, will be helping us give away tickets to the Whitehall Fire Company Ford F-150 raffle throughout the next few weeks. So keep an eye on our social medias. I guess it's just social media is the proper pluralization. Keep an eye on our social media, Mark Cabali and Chris Mack, and we will make sure that we get you plenty of opportunities to win that truck. Thanks to heckteamhomes.com and the Whitehall Fire Company, whitehallfire301.com, to get your ticket now. Or you can try to win one as well, and then you'll have multiple tickets. Also, later today, kaboom.
I could use a truck, by the way. We've already mentioned this. So.
We have. You could use it's a big boy truck. It's not such a big boy truck that it's like one of those ones with the stacked pipes on the bed and big ass side view mirrors. But it's a big enough truck that it could be considered a big boy truck.
And say, hey Dan,
I'm trying to stop. Wait. No, nobody's hooking you up with the ticket. You're always trying to work your way into these giveaways. By the way, before we wrap up the show.
I'm a cheap ass.
Before we wrap up the show. No, you're kidding me. We will tell you about another massive giveaway thanks to our friends at First and Goal Sports at South Hills Village Mall. This is a biggin', kaboom. This is a biggin'. It'll celebrate us getting to 1,000 subscribers. I think we're right around 600 right now or so. So we're well on our way. But Rodgers watch, day 4 continues. And there are two ways to look at this. Look, I've said over the last few days, it feels like he's got them over a barrel and Rodgers is being Rodgers and just dragging this out. And what are we doing this for? And some people have even used the term, he's holding them hostage.
It's a little bit offensive, maybe a little.
Offensive? Since when have you been so easily offended?
Well, if I know any hostages, I would be offended. Family of hostages.
Well, look, Mike Tomlin famously wants volunteers, not hostages. So we've definitely talked about it in this space before. I think we'll be all right. No trigger warnings needed. But hashtag Rodgers Watch is on day 4. And now with that, we get the addition of Russell Wilson visiting Cleveland and New York. We'll get into that in a couple minutes. But let's start with Rodgers. You don't think it's fair. You think people are giving him a bad rap.
Yeah, I mean, well, a bad rap. They don't even know him. I mean, just listening to people go crazy here. I was just wondering if it has something to do with just him waiting this out a little bit. People don't like that. I won't say it's a part of it. I won't say it's the whole thing right now. But that's a big part of it. You can't do that. I mean, what are you holding Steelers, like I said, hostage for? But I think we hear a lot.
I just love the way you say hostage. It's an A and W instead of an O. Hostage. Hostage. You're holding them hostage. Yeah. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
But, I mean, there's a lot of people that don't want him here.
Here's the thing. We're never going to talk about politics. But I think there are a lot of people that don't like Rodgers because of his perceived politics or our perception of his politics or whatever he's actually gone out and said in the past. I'll be honest. I don't agree with a lot of that stuff from the Rodgers sphere, but I don't care. Here's the thing. All those people that say, if they sign Rodgers, I'm never watching another Steelers game again, are liars. you're going to watch. Same as all the people who, when we went through all the Anthem crap 5 years ago, said, I'm never watching another Steelers game again. Screw the NFL. We're liars. Look, those of us that are football fans are going to watch the NFL. It's the highest level of the sport. So I don't care which side of the aisle you come down on. I got friends on both sides, and I consider myself pretty much down the middle. So just to push past the whole politics crap, I that has no effect on why I do or do not want Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback. But I think you make a good point. For some people, it might figure into it. For me, what figures into it is he's 41 years old, going to be 42 in December. And I know what you say. He stacked up the numbers in the last five games last year, but he still looks like a shell of the MVP-level Rodgers that he was 5 years ago when he was the center of the football universe.
Yeah, I still think he'll be successful. He gives him the best chance to be successful here right now. I don't think that goes without saying. I think he's a step ahead of Russell, even though I am a Russell fan. I think he could still lead this team to a decent route or a decent winning percentage. But we already saw that. I mean, we saw what Russ can produce. Even though he didn't have a ton around him, it's just not enough. So why would we run it back and do it the same way unless you have to? So you give the guy a one-year deal. He decides to come here. He wins. He becomes – nobody cares about politics.
Right.
Nobody cares about ivermectin or whatever the heck it is. Nobody cares. And you know what? And Steelers fans should be – I don't want to lump them all together because they're not all the same here. But when was the last time they liked the quarterback?
So that's
maybe Ben Super Bowl year. I mean, what are we talking about here? We're looking 10, 15 years before you're like, I mean, Ben, they wanted to put Ben at the pasture 2017. And from that point on, there's been criticisms about every – nobody's liked any quarterback, from Mitch to Kenny to Mason to everybody.
So this is another interesting point of – you're all up in the psychology. I feel like you did a lot of brain work overnight. I don't know what happened.
You got some good sleep.
That must be it, because you're all up in the psychology this morning, and I think it is a good point. Look, I remember growing up a Steelers fan in the 80s, post-Bradshaw, right? I didn't really start to understand what football was until I was like 5 or 6 years old, probably, some people would say that until the Mark Malone era. Ironic, because he's in our YouTube comments today, Mark Malone. But I know what it's. I grew up with a Steeler fandom that always wanted to light the quarterback on fire and get on to the next guy. And then, like you said, we had our 15 years.
Low-hanging fruit, right? You always hit the quarterback, so it's always his fault, right?
And then we went through the 15 years with Ben, and it felt like, for the most part, other than when he had his bumps in the road on the field, I'm not going to talk about anything else, that people, for the most part, gave him the benefit of the doubt because we could see that he was a future Hall of Fame quarterback. He won us a Super Bowl in his second year, yada, yada, yada. We're back to that point now where all we can think about is how bad the current quarterback is, regardless of who it is, and how much we want the next one. I was guilty of it when Pickett was playing. Like, I had a hard time seeing Kenny Pickett do well. Even when he did play well, I'd be like, is that necessary? Is that indicative of things to come? And it didn't end up being indicative the few times he played well of things to come. But, you know, to your point with Russ, like, he did have those 6 or 7 games in the middle of the year last year, as soon as he took over the job, where he looked pretty good, right? He was managing the offense, big scoreboard numbers against Cincinnati's awful defense, but looked good. And then it all fell apart at the end. And whether it's recency bias or, I don't know, just that philosophical predilection in our heads, that's a lot of big words. I don't even know if I used them right, in our heads to lean towards the next guy because we're not happy with the current guy.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, I think you got to give these quarterbacks the benefit of the doubt. I mean, right now, Kenny Pickett is if you don't have H2P in your bio headline, you're not a big Kenny Pickett fan. And if you're, I mean, Mason, you know, overdrafted, never produced. Trubisky, a wasted pick. Ben should have retired in 2018. It's just bad. And you're ripping on Russell. Let me just rewind a little bit.
I didn't rip on Russell. You know, I just pointed out how he struggled down the stretch.
Well, did he
when he tried to do too much?
Did he fumble a key ball in Philly? Did he? Yeah, he did. Not the best one, but did he give a 22-play drive up to end that game? Was he giving up 250, 300 yards rushing to Baltimore? There's just – was he part of that offensive line that just couldn't block anybody? Was he had anything to do with George Pickens not showing up or being hurt? So that's a huge part of this whole story that we tend to gloss over of why Russell – so may have struggled near the end of the season.
Those are all fair points then, and it would bring those who don't want Aaron Rodgers here back around to, why don't we just stop letting him hold us hostage? I'm making air quotes for those of you listening to the audio-only feed. Why don't we just sign Russ and bring him back before he goes up to Cleveland today or to New York tomorrow?
I mean, if you'd have said that a week or two ago, you would have been just chastised. You
laughed out of the room. Yeah.
Terrible. Now you're dying to have Russell back? I mean, it's just maybe that's why they're calling fans fandom. But, I mean, if they want to move on, they could have moved on. I don't think I would believe that the Steelers know what they were getting into when they offered him. He was probably saying, hey, I need some time. Okay, take as much time as you want. So I'm going to go to Malibu and, you know, walk on the beach and have a blanket around my shoulders and have TMZ take pictures of me or whatever the heck was online yet last night.
What was online last night? I missed it.
It's so hard. I mean, you have to check in 7 different places to make sure it's not AI. But he was like, that's what the world's come to. Okay. Yeah. This is where, okay. Is this fake? Let me go see and make sure this is not fake. Let me read this story. Where'd this come from? But I guess he was, there was pictures taken of him just taking a stroll on the beach in Malibu with AirPods in and like a blanket around his shoulders.
He's thinking. He's thinking on it. How about the theory? Hold on. Where is it? Joey Jr. His theory on YouTube. Rodgers already made his deal and signed. He's just keeping it to himself for a day or so because that's what Aaron Rodgers does.
Could be. It could be.
So he can announce it on Pat's show.
I can't sit here and predict what the guy's thinking. It's not like I probably did talk to him once in Super Bowl, whatever, 45. That was 15 years ago, and I'm quite sure he doesn't remember me. So I can't really sit here and say
that. How could he forget you?
Aaron Rodgers, right?
How could he forget the great Kaboom?
I had to do the MVP story of Super Bowl 45 for the Trib. I thought it was going to be Jordy Nelson on deadline, so I wrote a whole Jordy Nelson.
Oh, no.
So it wasn't Jordy Nelson. I was like, oh,
rip it all up. Yeah. Bang out 750 words on someone else.
Send it.
And on deadline.
Look in the paper the next morning because you don't want to read it because it's so bad. About 2 minutes to write it, right?
Thanks to our friends at Southwest Greens for being a part of Kabali and Mac as well. They are busy, busy, busy. And we thank all of you who listen to the show or watch the show who have decided to give Southwest Greens a call. You can go to southwestgreenspa.com is actually how you would do it. You can fill it out online, find out exactly what they can do for your yard. Your green space is going to be a whole lot greener. I saw my neighbor out there yesterday, Kaboom, dethatching his lawn. You know what you don't have to do if you have Southwest Greens turf in your yard? You don't have to dethatch your lawn for 3 hours in the middle of March. You don't have to water it in the middle of August. You don't have to mow it every 5 days or whatever. God love my neighbor. He loves his grass, I think, more than he loves his kids. But anyway, you don't have to do all that if you have Southwest Greens, southwestgreenspa.com. Tell Jake that Kabali and Mac sent you because they are busy installing the best-looking artificial lawns in the world, in yards right around us and in your neighborhood. and they will stop by and do it for you. At the very least, maybe a little space where the kids can play, maybe a space for the pets, a space for you to maybe practice some of that putting you need to practice before you get out on the golf course this year. SouthwestGreensPA.com. So back to Rogers for just a second. This is the point it's gotten to. I want you to, this comment may be my one favorite so far of the morning. Corey on X, or is it Carrie? Carrie on X, I'm sorry. Did you see the news John Geiger posted yesterday? He's a designer, designs all those custom shoes and hats and clothes. Posted yesterday afternoon, Aaron Rodgers ordered a Pirates specialty hat. He's the designer, so it can't be fake.
No.
Thank you, Carrie. I appreciate the update on what Aaron Rodgers is wearing.
I would much rather have one of those. I sent you the link today, the old Tatas or the Ace Holes and the those hats. Did I send that to you? The MLB hats?
The overlay logo.
Yeah, and it just has like the Tatas and the Ace Holes and the
Angles. Yeah, yeah. So for those that haven't been paying attention,
have that one.
MLB just released some new hats. This is Cabali's extent of paying attention to spring training. They just released some new hats.
I'm sure they already took them off the market, right?
I would what? So you can get a Pit Perg hat?
No, I want an Ace Holes one.
Which one says Ace
Holes? Astros. A-S and there's a big H and it's
O. Ace Holes. Yeah, Ace Holes. So it's a hat that has the name of the team on the front and then the logo overlaid in the middle. So, for example, with with Chicago, it makes perfect sense because they put Chicago on the hat and then a Cubs logo in the middle, and the C of the Cubs logo sits over the C in Chicago. Looks really good. If you're a Cubs fan, it's great. It's perfect. If you're an Astros fan, it says Astros, but over the T and R, they put the H with the star logo, so now it says Ace Hose. Which,
like Texas,
it would Texas, be Texas, they put the Texas T over the X, and so it says Tatas. Yeah, and who doesn't love a nice set of Tatas?
And the best might be the Angels, the A N, and the A for Anaheim,
ELS, the Anals.
I bet you if those are still being sold, they're probably sold out.
That's amazing. So Rodgers may show up with a Pit Perg hat on. Who knows? This is a serious question,
though. Wait, Jay, don't be ripping on people with Achilles. 42-year-old with coming off a torn Achilles. That was 2 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, we did say. Was I talking to you the other day? I was talking to someone about the second year coming off a major injury. Like whether it's an ACL or something like an Achilles is usually the bigger bounce back year for a player. And I guess you could make that argument that Rodgers with the last five games last year that you keep making, maybe finally started to physically bounce back a little bit towards the end of last year from the Achilles injuries and all the rehab and everything.
Yeah, I'm still waiting 3 years later for me, but I'm a little less. How can I put this?
Jay is not having any of our explanations about Rodgers. We don't need him to run a 100-yard dash, Jay. We don't even need a 40-yard dash. This isn't the combine. We just need the dude to stand back there in the pocket and throw dimes to DK.
That's the thing. And that should happen. Honestly, that should help the offensive line. As the guy gets rid of it quickly, you know, I just want to pull this up real quick so people can see this.
What do you?
Yeah, see if you can see this.
I can't because you've got your fake background on. Is that the Anals hat?
Yeah, it's hard to see it. Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. People can look it up. There you go. Anals.
My humor.
I think that's just anybody our age group's humor. So Russ is visiting Cleveland today and the Giants tomorrow. Today is Thursday. If you're watching this later, March 13th.
Hey, let me ask you this. Can I play host for a second?
Yeah.
What happens if Russ does sign Cleveland at New York or wherever? Aaron goes to Minnesota, retires. Where do you go? Mac Jones just signed somewhere else.
Mason?
Well,
I mean, does Mason want to come back to Pittsburgh to be the starter? So here's the first thing it would do. The first thing it would do, I think, immediately vaults quarterback up the draft, the list of draft needs. Like, I think they legitimately look at a quarterback at 21 then.
Yeah, but what are the odds of a quarterback getting drafted and starting right away who's going to be?
No, that's my point. You would sign Mason to a one-year deal and tell him, okay, Mason, I don't think Tomlin could make this promise straight-faced, but promise him he's going to be the starter for a year and we're going to redshirt whoever the quarterback is that they draft, and then go from there. But, like, even that is – we know how quick Tomlin is on the quarterback hook, man.
I know Mason has offers out there for backup quarterback spots. How long does he wait until he pulls the trigger and says, "Now I'm going to X team because it's a good situation for me as a backup where I might be able to go somewhere to play."
I mean, would they in a million years look at, like, who are some of the other backups out there? Jameis?
Winston. Here we go. I don't even want to look in the comments. I'm going to hear Joe Milton.
Like,
sort of 70 yards at the combine last year or whenever it was. Why don't you go get Malik Willis? I heard he was really good a couple years ago.
I feel so stupid for thinking Malik Willis.
Did you see that stat the year that when did Purdy get drafted?
The year before Pickett got drafted, I believe. Was it 2020?
He's the only quarterback in that draft who's still on their original team.
What?
Yep.
That's hilarious.
And you want to grab Jackson Dart?
Oh, no. He was in the 2022 draft.
Was that the Pickett draft?
Yeah, that was the Pickett draft.
So he's the only person in that draft who's currently on the same team quarterback.
He was drafted.
Was he last or was he?
Yeah, he was dead last. He was Mr. Irrelevant. That's why it was such a big deal.
So people say, "Oh, just draft a quarterback. It will work." I mean, look at the last bunch of first round picks, man. They have teams like Darnold. How many teams have he been on? 7? How many teams has Pickett been on? 3? How many teams has Malik Willis? 2? And you go down and down the route, down the list. This is a
different story that I didn't plan on us talking about, but, like, it's the whole quarterback industrial complex where everybody spends more draft capital on quarterbacks because they're afraid to not have one, understandably so, but they spend too much draft capital on a quarterback, which means they feel more pressure to play that quarterback earlier than some of them are ready to play, Kenny Pickett, or any of the other names you just mentioned. And then that quarterback gets thrown into the fire way too early. That quarterback flames out and then moves on to another team where maybe they serve as a backup for a year or two. Another team is a backup for a year or two. This is Sam Darnold plan. And then finally they come around after years of development, which some quarterbacks still need, and find themselves, which Darnold did for 3 months this year.
Justin Fields, 3 teams in 4 years now.
Yeah, and I don't know if the Jets are the right place for him to finally come around, but it wouldn't surprise me. If with the weapons they have on offense, a new coaching staff, an offensive coordinator, like I said the other day, who made Jared Goff look fantastic for a couple of years. Nothing against Goff, but he made him look better than he really is. Fields maybe pops off this year.
I mean, look at a guy like Carson Wentz was spectacular for 2 years. Who's he play for now? The Chiefs? I don't even know who he plays for.
He's a free agent. Did you talk to him?
I mean,
very close to having these. So look, they have to have had these conversations in the last few days down at 3400 South Water Street, where you will be later today, coincidentally.
Yes, how about that? There's something going on down there, huh?
There's a little something going on down there on the south side.
Let's see what the big play Darius Slay has to say.
Big play Slay. I can't wait for that. You hear what I say? I just may. What skit is that I'm thinking of? It's an Adam Sandler skit from years ago. Kids, there used to be things called CDs, and comedians would release things called albums. And there'd be all kinds of hilarious skits on
it. Fatty McGee. Fatty McGee was funny.
What is that noise? Oh, Fatty's walking up the steps again.
the so, toll booth, Willie. Oh,
I'm coming out of the booth.
If anybody, maybe it's just only funny of our age. People now would think that's stupid.
No,
so it's a specific Google age. Just Google toll booth, Willie.
No, seriously, go download on iTunes.
For you, it's $1.25.
$1.25, lad. hold on. I got to look up. What was the name of the first one? Was it What the Hell Happened to Me?
Spectacular.
Or was it?
There's no. Just imagine. Then they used to put it on CDs.
Right.
They get paid like 50 cents each for them. And now they got $1 million Netflix deals.
It's so to get two of them. There's two of them. I remember from high school now. They're All Gonna Laugh at You from 1993.
Great.
And What the Hell Happened to Me is 1996. That's the one that has the Hanukkah song on it. Go download those today. If you have no idea what we're talking about, go to your iTunes, your Spotify, whatever. Download Adam Sandler, They're All Gonna Laugh at You, and Adam Sandler, What the Hell Happened to Me, and just spend 2 hours today goofing off of work, not doing anything, listening to those albums. They're life-changing. So here's
I got you on that one. Is your Boston accent sounds like Irish accent.
A Boston accent basically is a bad Irish accent. I don't know what you're talking about, Carrie. They have to be having these conversations down there on the South Side, Mark. They have to be. What do we do if Roger screws us over and Russ goes to Cleveland or New York or whatever? They have to have a target list behind those two.
I think they have to have a good feeling of what's going to happen. Don't you?
I mean, I would hope. This is going to go down. So for every single good thing that has been said about Omar Khan since he took over from Kevin Colbert, it's all going to go up in flames the instant any of these other guys is their starting quarterback. Aside from Rodgers or Russ. And even if it's Rodgers or Russ, a lot of people are already after him saying, oh, the con artist, huh? Yeah, good job with the quarterbacks this year. I mean, it's going to be awful if they line up week one. And look, I am an avowed Mason Rudolph fan and remained so through his entire time here. But if they line up week one and Mason is the starter or Jameis Winston is the starter or whatever backup, stop playing toll booth Willie while I'm trying to talk. It's going to be a massive failure.
Oh, it was the wrong time. I shouldn't put it.
My kid listens to the show now. Can we cut back on the profanity just a little bit?
Oh, come on. I didn't say it.
Adam Sandler did.
I just randomly hit the slide button and just stopped there. But okay. What were you saying?
I was saying if they end up people are already pissed at Omar for the job they've done with quarterback this offseason. And we're
let's put this into perspective. If you're thinking it's all Omar, you're wrong. So we
can move on. They're already pissed at Omar and Mike. How about that? Is that fair? Because the owner, Art, stood there and told us 2 months ago or a month ago, whatever it was, that he wanted one of those two guys back, Russ or Justin. So if it ends up being anybody else, then we know Art didn't get what he wanted unless he was just, saying things just to say things.
Well, they said Kenny Pickett, they're happy with Kenny Pickett. And 10 days later, they traded
him. Yeah,
so true. He might win. I mean,
they say things.
Well, their guys are put in the tough positions 10 days after a season of trying to determine what their offseason is going to look like. It's kind of a fluid situation here. But like I said, I think they have to at least have to have a feel, which might be a fault of their own when it comes to the Aaron Rodgers, because who knows what he's really thinking, that they have a feel that he's going to sign. And maybe he gave him some insurances. I don't know. Once again, can you trust that at this point?
So
no choice but to.
Do we think Russ is going to visit Cleveland and the Giants as a way to put pressure on the Steelers to make a decision?
Where it came from. look where it came from. Seven people tweeted it out at the same exact time in the same exact wording. That tells me the agent sent it to the NFL power players in order to get that out there to create a buzz or put pressure on or whatever.
That's fair, but I guess my question is the motivation to make these visits by Russ to put pressure back on the Steelers to hurry up and make a decision with Rodgers, or is it because Russ has already been told or has finally been told maybe, hey, listen, the Rodgers thing is done. We just haven't made it official yet. We want you to know so you can go get a gig elsewhere.
I think he does have to look out for himself. I mean,
oh, absolutely. I wouldn't have waited this long if I were him.
I mean, at this point, you better, I mean, maybe you want to come to Pittsburgh. There's no way that Steelers told him, you're done. We're not bringing you back. You just can't tell him at that. You cannot tell him because it comes to this situation right here where you might be dying to have him come back here in 2 days or 2 hours from now. So you don't tell him that, no, we're done with you. I mean, he can read the writing on the wall of what they want to do. But if he says, okay, this is going to happen, I better go find myself a job rather than just sit around. So I'm going to go out here now and maybe the Steelers get fed up with Aaron not giving them a definitive answer if that's the case. And maybe this will push him to that brink of saying, okay, Russ, come back. But it's definitely, I mean, he could easily go to Cleveland and New York or wherever he's scheduled. Is that where he's going, New York?
He's going Cleveland today, New York tomorrow. Yeah.
Or a select person knowing. But when you got all of the power players.
Right.
Which, you know, some of those guys, I'm not being exposed. I'm not going to say exposed right now, but I've been saying it for years. I mean, when you see all these guys tweet the same exact thing, the same exact words, and crediting the same exact people, they're not on the phone looking. They're being told this stuff in a mass text message where they copy and paste.
Is the Illuminati texting you right now to tell you to keep your mouth shut?
It's my mail. It just says, what is this? Southwest Airs. Our spring sale is in full bloom.
What? Like Southwest Airlines, you mean?
Yeah, and then it tells me I can get
Southwest Airs ain't a thing.
It says I can get a flight for $49 until you click on it and it's $449.
Yeah, and then they're gonna start charging you for your bags too.
Yeah, I just had to make my flight to West Palm Beach, Florida.
Oh, when's that?
March 29th through April 2nd, maybe.
Is that the owner's meeting?
Omar will talk that Sunday, whatever day that is. That's the 29th, 30th.
Okay.
Then Mike talks maybe the same day. Then they do the coach's breakfast.
Oh, on that Monday morning?
Late. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
where nothing gets said.
Then Art might talk for a couple minutes, and then you head back home. But it's the only time Mike Tomlin talks from, whatever, January 7th until basically OTAs. He'll be up there for the draft, but he normally doesn't say anything.
So we'll know the quarterback situation by then. We have to. Right?
Maybe we get some inkling of behind-the-scenes stuff. That's a good place to go to kibitz a little bit and find out some information.
Nice.
Last year at the NFL.
I want you in a Hawaiian shirt for those shows, by the way. The NFL I want party? You on the beach in a Hawaiian shirt for those shows.
I think I'm going to be staying at like La Quinta Inn or something.
The La Quinta somewhere in, I don't know, Daytona?
It was in West Palm, so.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. You're going to be staying 150 miles away or whatever it is.
I'm not a big fan of spending a lot of money on hotels, even if it's not my money.
You still get the rooms with the vibrating beds?
You put a quarter in it. You're watching too much vacation, European vacation. Where's mom at? Hi, I'm here again.
Right here, kids. thanks as always to another one of our sponsors. We got to thank Tony and the guys at Impact HVAC. If you're looking to get the furnace taken care of, you shouldn't need that anymore, but it is still chilly in the mornings. Impact HVAC, pgh.com. Also, they'll come out and give your AC a tune-up at some point this spring before it starts to heat up out there. I know it's supposed to cool off again a little bit next week, but it's been gorgeous. It's been a little glimpse of spring in Western PA this week.
Hey, brother, 70s.
Yeah, so use it as an opportunity to take advantage and get prepared for late spring, early summer, when hopefully we'll know who the quarterback is and you've had your AC serviced by Tony and the gang, Sunshine and everybody at Impact HVAC. Again, go on Facebook, Impact HVAC, PGH, to find them there, and they will make sure everything gets taken care of.
The worst thing is the first hot day and you turn on the AC and you realize it doesn't work. The problem is there's about a million other people have that same instance, so they're all calling at the same time, like, okay, we'll be there when we can be there. Meanwhile, it's 96 in your house.
That's why you get it taken care of in April. You get it taken care of in April. Make sure it's tuned up, all charged up and ready to go, and then you're good the first time you got to flip it on.
By the way.
What's that?
About Kirk Cousins.
Oh, Jesus. Are we going to talk about that? Do we have to?
I'm just saying. I mean, we're throwing Aaron decides he's going to retire. By the way, our good buddy Tone Diggs thinks it's going to be Friday because that's when the moon's its brightest. But there might be something to that.
Jesus, we're on moon cycles. We're on moon cycles, people. That's where we're at with this.
Tone's looking up the brightness of the moon and trying to determine when the next quarterback's going to be.
It's amazing. I'm still here for him to just not even call in, but just walk into the Thunderdome one day during the show and just sit his ass down in like Darius's seat next to Pat and make the announcement there.
Another thing is, do you think it's a, and I've heard people complaining about this, do you think Steelers or Tomlin or anybody would care if he even goes on Pat's show? I don't think they would say, hey, come in, but you're not doing that show. There's no way in the world they would do that.
Mike could not give fewer. No. Well, I will say this. If you remember when Ben was doing his thing on The Fan, I know Mike would get frustrated at some of the stuff Ben would say literally like a half hour before would have to do his press.
Go in and say, well, Ben said.
You think that's not going to happen with now? If I will say this, if Aaron continues to do what day does he do Pat's show? Wednesdays?
I think Tuesdays, right?
Okay. But he always did, whenever he would do it, it would be after Mike's press conference. Yeah. If Aaron continued to do Pat's show after Mike's press conference, I don't think Mike would give two craps. I don't think he would care at all, because then he wouldn't have to stand there and answer 35 Aaron said questions like you mentioned about Ben before. When he stands at the podium,
other people like Rich Rod might not want people to dance on TikTok, which I do applaud Rich Rod for that. Did you hear about that? But I don't think that crosses.
That's undoubtedly going to change everything in Morgantown. Kids not using TikTok.
So I don't think Tomlin cares. So people are throwing things against the wall. Whoa, what's going to happen when he goes on there?
No, I think it's. I said this yesterday, and look. I want to give you credit because you made a really good point.
Acting like you're like shocked.
No. I think it was a really good point, and it put a lot of people in their place, and including me. And I want to give you credit for it. Okay, this is what we do. We speak openly and honestly here on Kabbali.
I'm curious of what I said that resonated so much with you.
It really resonated. It was at 6:26 p.m. yesterday. Uh-oh. Those who were saying Rodgers wants more money, a second year, might retire, interested in Vikings, it'll be done tomorrow or in a month, are just making stuff up. You don't know. Nobody knows except one person, and he's not telling you. I think it was a really valid point that everyone needs to remind themselves of, including myself, because I had my theory yesterday that was on the show. People can find it on YouTube about he's just angling for a second year. Maybe that's it. Maybe he's leveraging the Steelers against the Vikings. Maybe he's still thinking about retiring. Maybe he just wants to walk the beaches of Malibu in an old shaman's blanket. I don't know, but I think that's the one thing we can say with some with any level of definitiveness about Aaron Rodgers and what he's going to do is, I don't know.
And we're basing our arguments off of things that we assume. I mean, Mike Florio, God love him. I think he does his job very well. But for him saying 2 for 90, I know he said uneducated guess or whatever, but people take the uneducated part out of that and just put $90 million on to that. And okay, he wants too much money. No, that's just an opinion. And another thing, if he does come out and you do see 2 years, that might not be a bad thing, because then you can get that cap hit spread over 2 years, then build out the team more this year.
Yeah,
you have to pay it on the back end of that.
Yeah,
but that could be,
if you have a rookie quarterback starting next year.
Yeah, that could be a avoidable year. It could be something to that effect, just to spread that out a little bit.
Fair. We just need it to be done. What? What's wrong?
God damn it.
What?
Well, Big Play Slay is now scheduled for 4 o'clock, and
your day just got all jacked up.
Metcalf at 4:15, so that's not good.
Oh my God. You're gonna be out, you're gonna be down there all day, aren't you?
The problem is the kid has baseball practice.
Yikes. Yeah, I would offer to help Kaboom, but I'll be playing Shaboozy about that time. So I'm of no use to you whatsoever. Are you going to coach, by the way, this year? I saw you mentioned something about that. They need coaches for 8U baseball, don't they?
I think it's called Mustang and Thomas Jefferson. And I never replied. I'm like, I can't think.
So you just left them hanging. There's going to be 16 kids on each team now because you couldn't take the time to coach a team and maybe open up some extra spots. Good on you, bud. I'm busting your balls.
I don't know if I can do that.
No, you're right. Like I coached my daughter's basketball when she was in second and third grade, the little Jaguar hoops here. And I ended up leaving my wife to try and coach the team for 2 weeks each spring, because I had to go to Bradenton. Like if you can't make it work, you can't make it work. I don't blame you.
It's not that. I don't know if I have the patience.
You're just gonna scream at kids. Put in a big chew. Put in half a pouch of Red Man and just come on. Yeah. Get it together. Get your ass down. Get your glove in the dirt.
Yeah, exactly. Like, man, you stink. You gotta work harder. Man, what are we paying you for? Wait. You're not getting paid. You know, you have a background of covering professional athletes for 25 years. Then you got 7-year-olds playing in the dirt and chasing butterflies. I don't know if that's a good transition for me.
If you think this half-assed effort's going to get you some house cone zone after practice, you better find something else to do. Dig down deep, boys.
Look at that. House cone zone. We'll go right over to Yoli's, which is make the right out of there, and you're right there. Boom.
Bing, bang, boom. So, Big Play Slay, $10 million a year. You said you're going to get a chance to talk to him later this afternoon, hopefully. I think that sounds just about right for a 34-year-old guy we'll see what he's still capable of.
Yeah, no such thing as a bad one-year deal. Still believe that. So even if it is $10 million, he's a guy that's veteran. I mean, he's a guy that I think can help in multitude of ways. I think it's interesting they brought in the other guy as well, whatever his name is. The other guy, what's his name? Groucho Marx or something. I don't know what his name was. They signed another cornerback. What was his name?
When?
You don't know that.
How did I miss this?
How did you miss
this? Was it yesterday? Dude, it's not like I don't have things going on, too. I'm not coaching.
Brandon Eccles.
Oh, Eccles. Okay.
Did I call him?
I mean, he's not a starter, though, is he?
Well, he's a young up-and-comer, so obviously they're trying to fill out the room with some talent. I think he had a decent couple years with the Jets, and what is he, 27? So, I don't know. I'm doubtful if he's going to get paid a ton of money there as well. I didn't see his
– I mean, he was making $900,000 a year on his rookie deal.
I looked right away, and you know, I can't tell you. I've watched Brandon Eccles every freaking day, but I don't think he can play slot, so that's still an issue.
Yeah, that's not going to help then if you're looking to fill out the room a little bit deeper.
They just can't trust Corey Trice. That's part of it. They really can't trust James Pierre. That's part of it.
Our guy Joey says he did start his whole rookie season at inside corner and outside, played slot.
He thought only played like 150 snaps or so at slot.
I don't have the snap tracker up. I'm sorry. So if he can play inside and play some slot, okay, that's great. Now you've got Porter, Slay, and Eccles with Trice in the mix as well. I don't know how you start to work your Beanie Bishop back in there, but that sounded dirty. How you work Beanie back in there. But, I mean, I'd feel a whole lot better about the corner position anyway with all of those guys lined up.
Yeah, I really didn't look up Brandon. I didn't even know his name, let alone.
5 picks, 16 passes broken up, 2 pick-sixes during his tenure in New York, which I think was four years. A sixth-round pick in the 2021 NFL draft, 57 games, 19 starts. So sounds like a dime guy, maybe nickel or dime guy, depending on how the rest of the corner room.
Options. I'm sure. Once again, it's hard for me to sit here and tell you about Brandon Echols' slot capabilities, but he's a big core special teamer, which we tend to forget a lot of when they're signing these people. They better be able to play some special teams as well, you know.
They still have not done anything on the defensive line, though, which is concerning. Look, I'm not terribly broken up about Larry O going to Buffalo. It is what it is. Pay him $8.5 million a year if you want to, Buffalo. Have at it. But, you know, there's not a ton out there. Like, there's that, and I'm going to butcher his name, and I'm sorry, Levi Onwuzurike, I think, from Detroit. He's still out there.
I can't even say Brandon Echols, and you want me to say Levi Ubukabuki.
Then just say Levi O. How about that? We had Larry O. How about Levi O?
Speaking of that, we were in Cleveland one time, and he played in Cleveland, and the press box announcer called him Larry Agunjabo.
Jesus. That is such a pet peeve of mine. It's why I hate mispronouncing names.
Agunjabo. And he played there.
Yeah. Wait, Levi stayed in Detroit, Jay's just telling me on YouTube. So look, these second level signings are all happening
quickly.
Very, very quickly. Hargrave's
gone. Obviously, they gave a lot of money to Jonathan Allen. I don't think Dean Lowry and Isaiah Loudermilk are the answer. I don't think a rookie is an answer either, because you can't guarantee that. Even if you take one in the first round, that he's going to sit there and play 70% of the snaps. So there's one coming down the road. I just don't know who that might be, who there might be targeting here, but I'm sure there's somebody right there ready for the taking, or who they have their eyes on.
I mean, they're sitting around waiting to hear from Aaron, waiting to do things. For a guy who was really aggressive in going to get DK Metcalf, and I'll still applaud that, and for being fairly aggressive in going out and getting Darius Slay, you know, some other positions of need, quarterback and defensive line, are kind of falling by the wayside a little bit.
You know, they might have a different plan too. They might move Benton out there. Maybe that's the plan.
Okay, that's fair. I'd be fine with that. And what else do they need to shore up? I mean, receivers taken care of, it feels like, although I've seen some people say since Cup was officially released yesterday, they should still take a swing on that. I mean, that'd be a nice receiver room, definitely.
I'm sure a lot of people are going to be interested in him.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that despite the injuries and the age, Cup's going to end up getting paid a fairly decent amount.
I'm a big Quentin Jefferson guy from Woodland Hills, but I don't think he would fill the need of a starter.
It's just available. Just about getting the quarterback taken care of now, and maybe a defensive lineman. And then we'll go off into the rest of the offseason hoping that somehow this stuff all comes together.
Maybe.
Is he a free agent?
I believe he is.
Nice. All right. So a couple pieces of business we have to attend to before we wrap up today's show and Kaboom can get down to the South Side. What? Huh?
South Side.
Don't forget our friend Pat McAfee, who Mark contributes for in his Steelers coverage, having their big night at next month down at PPG Paints Arena.
And let's nip this in the bud right now. Quit messaging me about tickets. No.
That's hilarious. Mark can't get you tickets is what he's saying. They go on sale at noon today, though. So as you're watching this, in about 2 hours from now, they'll go on sale if you're watching us live. We do have another massive giveaway here on Kabali and Mac planned for the next couple of weeks, I guess. We'll see how long it takes. And we'll put all the details on social media. But essentially, it's going to work like this. We're going to get to 1,000 subscribers at some point, I would guess, in the next month or so. I'm being optimistic. We're at like 600 now.
Depends on...
Depends. May happen in a week. May it's like Aaron Rodgers signing a contract. You have no idea when it may actually happen.
They say the first 1,000 is hard to come by, but, you know, with this giveaway coming up, maybe we can... make that go a little quicker.
Maybe. So you will have to be one of the first 1,000 subscribers to Kabali and Mac on YouTube.
And Larry Yellen's not of it. Not.
No, Larry won. Larry dropped. Won his Crosby plaque. We're going to ship that off to him soon here. Now that we actually know he's real and he exists. Yeah, he's spectacular. Exactly. So
where's he from?
California. So I think it's the Larry Yellen you looked up the one day.
We're trying to find any info.
The judge Yellen, maybe.
I need him here.
So we will put it out on social media. You will have to repost the appointed giveaway post, retweet, repost, whatever you want to call it, and tag three friends in it who also have to subscribe. Okay, you keeping up with this, Kaboom?
Hey, wait, three people that they tag have to subscribe?
Yeah.
How the heck are we going to figure that out?
Don't worry. We have the technology. We'll make it work. Once you're subscribed and your three friends who you tagged are subscribed, you're entered to win after we get to 1,000 subscribers.
Are you revealing it now?
Yep. I don't have the photo of it yet. They're going to send it to me from First and Goal. First and Goal Collectibles at South Hills Village.
Told me this, I would have had the drum roll ready to go.
Just do it with your mouth. Go. No, I don't do that. Wait, you can't do that?
First of all, don't say that. maybe do it
with your mouth.
Yeah, maybe I should just pull up Adam Sandler's.
Stop! We can't keep playing the Sandler audio.
Wait, I'm doing a drum roll. Hold on. Oh, why does it say drum roll donuts?
I don't know. We don't need to play a drum roll.
Drum roll, please. I got it.
Oh, Jesus H. An autographed Jerome Bettis jersey up for grabs if you take part in this contest, which, again, we'll put out on social media.
Bust, the Hall of Famer.
Yeah. This is legendary. An autographed Jerome Bettis jersey. If you're one of the first 1,000 subscribers on YouTube and you repost, we'll put it out later today, the giveaway post and tag three friends in it. And they need to subscribe as well. Okay. And then we'll put everybody in a drawing. We'll grab a name. And as long as you fulfill those requirements, you could win a autographed Jerome Bettis jersey from Collectibles. HOF. So this is big. This is massive. And we're very excited about it.
I could use that for my man cave.
Who couldn't? Just don't be one of those people that wins an autographed jersey or buys an autographed jersey or gets a jersey autographed and then wears it around. Don't do that. That's a no-no.
Like, by your background, it looks like you need it too.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
You need an upgrade.
What do you think I need?
I want to get First Goal come in here and hook you up with how to make it look.
I'm not big on in the virtual backgrounds. I don't know what you want me to say.
You can't see this.
Dry, wet, dry. Yeah, we see it. So that is the massive giveaway we will be doing here over the next few days, weeks, whatever, however long it takes to get to 1,000 subscribers on YouTube.
You know, we forgot.
What?
Oh, man, we forgot.
Oh, no. Do you have it?
Yeah.
Do you have it there with you?
Let me take off this goofy background.
Yeah, because you got to take the background off so people can see it. This is fantastic.
Let me see.
Wait.
I'm making sure. Okay, ready?
Put it up so people. Mark is revealing the love monster, which sounds extremely dirty, but it is not. It is a project that his son did in school. And there it is, the love monster, which I find. Or do you want to read some of it?
He's second grade, so you know.
Oh yeah, I mean, obviously, it's a little kid. We're not going to hold his feet to the fire on the grammar or anything like that.
My love monster is the best.
Oh, don't we all think our love monster is the best?
It likes to eat banana and cake.
Whoa.
It smells like vanilla.
Oh, yeah. You need to smell good. Your love monster needs to smell good.
It is the best love monster ever. It's funny and lovable.
You're damn right it is.
We love to dance together.
Just make sure you lock the door before you decide to dance with your own love monster. Nobody wants to see that. This is a very personal thing that you need to do by yourself with just you and your love monster.
Does anybody else have this problem? I just saw this next to me. The kid has 100,017 colored pencils.
Yeah. You know what happens is, and you just drop them all.
What do you have any colored pencils for?
The problem is you buy a pack of colored pencils every year before school starts. And then a few years later down the road, you got 72 colored pencils, which never get used. They just sit there in a pencil box in the house, taking up space.
I've never seen so many colored pencils in my life. We used to do the, back in our school in Val Vernon.
You need crayons?
No, we used to do the smelly markers.
Oh, they have what they call smensils now. And they'll, when they do like scholastic book sales, they'll sell the smensils too. You get a special pencil and it smells like cinnamon or cherry or whatever scent you want. They'll sell your kids all that crap up at school.
Just the scratch and sniff stickers. Those are great.
Those were the best. All right. So we'll wait another day at least before we know what Aaron Rodgers' decision is. Kaboom is going to go down to Southside. Talk to Darius Slay and Kenneth Gainwell and hopefully DK Metcalf, which means we'll have more stuff to talk about tomorrow, whether Rodgers signs or not. And also tomorrow on the show, very special, massive guest. You forgot?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Massive special guest tomorrow joining us on the show here on Kabbali and Mac. Plus,
I actually did some research what to ask the guy, too. So look out. I'm ahead of the game.
You're so proud of yourself. Such journalistic integrity over there.
Well, I usually just wing it.
That's great.
Good. It's always a better conversation when you just wing it.
Just wing it. So we will talk to our very special guest tomorrow. Can't reveal who it is.
We're talking about a guy that has millions of Twitter followers.
Yeah. So hopefully he'll retweet our conversation, right? Get it out there. Get some more people involved with Kabbali and Mac. That would be awesome.
Maybe he wants a Bettis.
He might. He's not a Steelers fan, I don't think, though. Mm-hmm. So we'll ask him tomorrow. Grew up in Chicago. So we'll ask him if he's a Bears fan or we'll ask him all kinds of stuff because I can't wait to have him on. It's going to be very, very cool that we hook this up. And we'll talk more about whether Rodgers is actually the Steelers quarterback or not. And if not, who the hell is going to be their quarterback? That's all tomorrow, which is Friday, March 14th. This has been the Thursday, March 13th edition of Kabbali and Mac. Thanks again to Heck Team Homes, the Dan Heck Team, HAECK, heckteamhomes.com to buy or sell a home in the Pittsburgh area. Mark is going to go spend some time with his love monster now.